Thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. Adam Theda. He's the Director of Ecological Relations for the Center at Donaldson. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it.
Adam, tell our listeners, what is the Center at Donaldson?
Center at Donaldson is a campus of five different ministries, including a beef and grain farm, a retreat and conference center, nursing home, senior living, an art, earth, and spirituality center, and a college. Hmm. So kind of our flagship institution is Ancilla College, a two-year college in rural Marshall County.
Wonderful. So I know you recently decided to work toward electrifying your fleet. So why did you decide to go to that route?
So the immediate cause was actually a response to one of our guests at the retreat center. He said, I'm bringing my car. Where can I plug in? And we were like, well, we have these kind of 120-volt plugs everywhere on the outside of buildings so we could kind of make something work or put you in a garage, but we didn't have an answer to that. So then I had some kind of interest in that electrification already, so I went to go look for a grant, got a level 2 charger for electric vehicles that could charge at a much faster rate. So that's the kind of proximate, immediate cause. The larger cause institutionally and from a strategic direction is this much broader challenge of our task as a species now to transition from non-renewable resources to renewable resources like wind and solar. And the prime way that we found that we could do that is electrification. So we have that kind of broad urgency, and we have, as an institution with kind of some focus on social justice and wanting to see that even, you know, the most marginalized peoples have traditionally borne the brunt of our pollution, we have a moral imperative to transition to something better.
Wonderful, wonderful. So what are some of the benefits you're seeing since going electric?
So one of the benefits that we've seen locally is that in the winter when it's 0 degrees and we, you know, expect in our fleet for vehicles to be warm when you're walking outside to people, we don't have to sit there and idle the vehicle and create all that local air pollution. We have a lot of people on our campus that maybe are not in the best of health conditions. And so any extent that we could reduce an additional stress on their body is a good factor. Other benefits we've had are the educational benefits. You know, I have groups from schools and other institutions all the time coming onto campus looking at different features that we've implemented on campus, from rain gardens to the solar arrays to electric vehicles. And that is one more stop kind of on our green tour around campus. So for educational purposes, it's great.
It's wonderful. So what is the connection between electrification and your renewable energy projects?
Yeah, so if we just, you know, put everything on electric and then power that 100% with coal, when you actually do the math, you know, it's not a total net benefit in many ways. So, but we're seeing at the grid level, NIPSCO is rapidly transitioning away from coal, and within 9 years, they'll be done. And locally, we can also accelerate that by deploying renewable energy on site. So we started in 2012 with the small wind turbine, but as you know, the continuing year after year drop in cost made all these other solar projects more feasible. So we've deployed now to date over 600 kilowatts of solar on campus, including about 515 kilowatts at the college. So that's going to cover 75% of the needs over at the college, including if we have charging stations there, people charging in the middle of the day, they're definitely getting 100% of their energy from those solar arrays that are just cranking out.
That is just wonderful. So how are you making the public aware of your electric vehicle charging station?
So we've done kind of some of the traditional press releases, writing on my blog, internal publications. One of the benefits we had of partnering with, we have a grant from the Marshall County Community Foundation that made this possible. Now, if we pinched enough pennies, maybe we could have found a way to do this project on the cheap, but allowing another partner to come in and finance that also had that broader connection to the community that you don't get when you just do a project on your own. You have additional press, you have visits from other people, you have the institutional recognition of those funding partners. So that was a real benefit as well.
So what are some of the next steps that you're looking at reducing emissions at the Center for Donaldson?
So really, our fleet, we have a lot of passenger vehicles, maybe handicap accessible vans. We don't have a lot of the big buses on predictable routes that you would for municipalities, say. So for us, really, electrification from an economic standpoint, environmental, really seems to make the most sense. So we're going to keep pushing ahead, you know, with a fleet of over 50-some vehicles at various locations, some of them stationed where we're at, some of them out in the mission. We're able to continue every year replacing a couple vehicles in our fleet. And so we're going to keep a close eye on the opportunities that we have, whether they be fully electric or partially electric, you know, the gas electric plug-in hybrids. Mm-hmm. We've also got one of those for the college. We put a nice wrap on the outside to brand it.
Sure.
And with a total kind of go green approach at the college. And that's proved very useful. Now, especially you have to consider the duty cycle, as you know.
Right.
For the college, it's not just these short predictable routes where we use our Nissan Leaf that's fully electric. That's really good. I drove that here today. Mm-hmm. It was very predictable. At the college, you have recruiting events, sporting events, where they're going to have to go several hours down the road. The charging infrastructure, you know, outside of Tesla is not, is kind of ad hoc right now. And so for people who are just getting into electric, mm-hmm. that's too much of a jump. Mm-hmm. You know, so we said, you got the battery for your first 40 miles of your drive, gas to get you the rest of the way. And we've really found institutionally, just getting people getting rear ends and seats, if you will, is the best way, because it can be so mystifying when you look at you know, the logic of logistics of how to do all that. But if you really just sit down, you got a accelerating pedal, you got a decelerating pedal, you have a steering wheel. Not a lot is different, and people mm-hmm. are surprised at how easy it is once they get behind the wheel.
So how can you tell our listeners more about what the great work that you're actually doing at the center? I mean, it's just fantastic. There's so many initiatives that you got. So how can they learn more about you?
Yeah, so my name is Adam Theta. Mm-hmm. You could look us up at thecenteratdonaldson.com and all the different things that we're doing. Actually, at the college, they started a website just to highlight our green initiatives. That is green.ancilla.edu. And you can also look up all the work that we're doing there.
Well, and that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Adam Theta, Director of Ecological Relations for the Center at Donaldson. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lizick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.